they kind of pushed on in the third once they got to one goal? What was the key to kind of keeping them from tying that one?
I think we were just patient, and I thought we had a lot of poise when they were making their comeback, and especially in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, I thought we did a really good job of staying calm and kind of letting them pass around the outside and eat up the clock on their own. So I thought we did a good job with that.
Jacob kind of talked about the importance that the forwards played on the penalty kill tonight. What kind of went into the success, especially in the second period?
Yeah, I mean, the penalty kill is kind of the whole team thing when you need everyone out there, and whether that's a big save or forwards blocking a shot. You know, I thought we made the kills when we had to tonight, and we did a good job with that.
What do you think the point shot was working so well for you guys offensively tonight?
I mean, you got to give our credit to the D. I mean, they're working, moving their feet and getting things through. I mean, that makes a huge difference when those aren't getting blocked. And I thought they did a good job tonight of, you know, not standing still and trying to put it through, but moving their feet and finding the lanes.
How did the team feel that second sort of ended? They got that late goal and seemed like you guys were maybe on your heels a bit. And then you came out, obviously, in the third and get the quick one. Was there a concerted effort to try and start the third really strong?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't plan on scoring first shift or second shift or whatever it was, but we wanted to come out hard and you know, keep the pressure on them and not sit back. And they ended up getting within one again in the third. And, you know, I thought that's when we took it up another level again and you know, kept it in their end. And like I said, we were patient with it.
Just on the penalties, you guys have been pretty good this year on staying disciplined, but obviously giving a team 5 power plays just over halfway through the game, that's a little too many.
Yeah, I think tonight our stick kind of got away from us. We have done a lot better job this year controlling our sticks and staying out of the box. Yeah, but I mean, you're going to have these nights once in a while where just, you know, a couple careless plays and we're in the box a bit.
Ryan, you described this team's comfort level in games like that now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of our problems before. We weren't comfortable in those tight games, and, you know, we looked tight on the ice, you know, when we were down one or up one late in the game. And, you know, I think we've really, you know, I think the experience helps, and we've gotten a lot better at handling the situations, you know, in tight games, and we're comfortable with it.
You know how tough it is to be a number one center. I mean, how challenging is it for Blake to be doing what he's doing as a winger, playing that role as a center?
It's really impressive. You know, it's not easy to make that transition, and not many people can do it, and he makes it look really easy. You know, when I watch him out there as a centerman, it looks like that's his natural position. And, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have that kind of flexibility on your team, or especially your captain, can go out there and play center.